So today, my dear devotees, I would love to request you to go with me to Radhakund, where Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is residing some 500 years ago. He had actually met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal and followed the Lord to Jagannath Puri. And there in Puri, the Lord departed. And that was a very, very dramatic event. A little later, Swarup Damodar Goswami, the guru of Raghunath Das Goswami, departed. And with these two departures of his benefactors, Raghunath Das Goswami had only one idea. It's the in Indian in Indian life, it is called the good death. It's suicide at a holy place. In Kashi, people do it like this. They lie down on a podest, and there's a changa. It's something like a guillotine, and the brahmana he chants and then gives a sign, and it comes, and then his head goes into the Ganga. Hare Krishna. That it was done by people when they had done some serious sin. When you go to Ahobilam, there is a monument, a stone monument. It was erected for one Nishinga Bhakta who felt so much separation from Nishinga Dev that he climbed on the pillar, which is a very high mountain, and jumped to death from there. So this is there in India. It's not what we Vaishnavas do, usually do, but Raghunath Das Goswami contemplated doing this. His idea was he wanted to go to the highest peak in Govardhan and jump from Govardhan to death. You know another devotee who wanted to do this? Sanatana Goswami. He had made a plan to throw himself before the turning wheels. So he came with that pain and that intention to Braj, where he met Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, and the Goswamis knew what was in his mind and said, "You can't do this." Sanatana Goswami told him most properly, "I also once contemplated to do a suicide when my body was infested with wounds and I couldn't offer service any longer, and on top of it, Lord Chaitanya embraced me every day, and it's called weeping sores. This is wet wounds, all the dirt, the pus and so on came on the body of the Lord, and I couldn't tolerate it any longer, and therefore decided to die before Lord Jagannath. But the Lord said, you can't do this. He said, if I could reach Krishna by making suicide, I would have taken this life 1,000 times already. But you can't reach Krishna like this." And the Lord also forbade me. He said, "Your body is no longer your property, it is my property." So Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami stopped. Now, Yusyamasaki, we have, I think, some bonbons for Mani Manjari for the cup. It must be with your sister. So, who else needs cup bonbons? Two we need. Otherwise, there will be a heavy metal concert the whole night. Sanatana Goswami said, "No, you can't do it." And he said, Rupa Goswami, "Not only can you not take your life, instead we will make you one of our brothers." So the three, Sanatana is the older, Rupa Goswami, and Rupa and Raghunath are the famous trio. And after each chapter in the Chaitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj offers his most respectful obeisances to him. So Raghunath Das Goswami stayed at Radha Kund, and he wrote books in addition to his very interesting, his sarana, which we have described yesterday. And what he had, what Raghunath Das Goswami had, is a very interesting perception. It's called Vidusha Pradyaksha. It's the directly looking into the divine pastimes of Krishna. There he sees the different personalities through which are there in Krishna Lila, so that the Lila can take place. And in text 27, he writes about the mother of Radharani. Anudinamiha matra radhika bhavyavataha kalayitum atiyatnat prashate datrikaya tuhitri valamucha premapura prapanchaya. I don't say it properly. Vikalamati jaya so kitita savatanna anudina miha matra radhika bhavyavataha kalayitamati yatnat prashyate datrikayaha tuhitri yugalam muchai prema pura papanchaya vikalamati jaya so kitita savatannaha. May Sri Radha's mother, Kirtida, always protect us. She daily sends two daughters of her nurse to Braj with great anxiety to find out about the well-being of her own daughter, Sri Radha. So Kirtida is the mother of Srimati Radharani. Let us just see. Hare Krishna! Es gibt keine. Okay. So, Kirtida is the mother of Srimati Radhika, and Raghunath Das Goswami calls upon her so that she protects us. Let us meditate about this. Kirtida, Srimati Kirtida. The name means Kirti, fame, and Da means to give fame. When has a living entity attained fame? Now, when is he famous? You may say from your experience in this world, well, if he accomplishes something very great, like he may attain great wealth, for instance, and then becomes famous as a wealthy person. But according to the spiritual perspective, fame or great fame can only be attained if someone really loves Krishna. Ramananda Roy once asked Lord Chaitanya, what is the greatest fame for a living entity? And Lord Chaitanya said, he who is known as a devotee who loves Krishna and has Krishna prema, that person is famous. So when we talk about Kirtidar, the bestower of fame, it means she can give us love of Krishna. Why? So, because Mother Kirtidar has somehow become the mother of Premamayi Radhe. That is, that Radharani who is filled with prema. She is, so to say, the owner, if you want, of prema, Kirtida, because she is the mother of Radha. Radha is her own daughter. So the personification of prema, prema mayi Radhe, is in the hands of her mother Kirtidar, and therefore devotees pray to Kirtidar, please Kirtidar, protect us by giving us love, by giving us prema in our heart. Let us think a little bit about the question, when are you safe? When are you safe or secure from yourself? It's a good question. When are you safe from yourself? When viprakrit, at which time do you not have to fear viprakrit any longer? It's a good question, no? Kuvalishaya, at which time can you say, now I am safe. I have no more fear of my conditioned nature. Have you ever thought about this, when you are safe from yourself? It's a good question, isn't it? Oh Krishna, protect me from myself. You know, meaning, you protect me from my conditioned nature. What does our philosopher from the Adriatic Coast think about this? It's a good question, isn't it? The answer is, the moment when you have love of Krishna in your heart, at that moment you are safe. Slobodan. At that moment where you have love of Krishna, then you are no longer overwhelmed, or you can never be overwhelmed by lust, by greed, by anger, and so on, because you are safe. So in this love of prema, the safety is in the hands of Kirtidar, and therefore we pray to Kirtidar. You are the mother of Radha. Please convince your Radha to show mercy to me. Please appear to me. Now, one name which Raghunath Das Goswami gives for Srimati Radharani is Radha is the one who's bound by the love of her mother Kirtidar, who is the embodiment of motherly love. So if Kirtidar says to Radha, please give your mercy to this devotee, he is praying to me, then she will quickly come. The same is true for Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And therefore, devotees who are Radha Bhaktas know there is one Vrishabhanu Kund in Vashana. It's that Kund where Vrishabhanu bathed Radha, and you know, it's, and where he took also his bath, and it's there where a lot of mercy can be obtained. You know, those who are experts know that's a place to go in Vashana. I have made a firm plan to visit this Kund when we go to Vashana. It's a very good Kund. And there is a story about a Brahmana from Haridwar who had come to Vrindavan, and he experienced one mishap after the other. So great, everything was stolen away from him, including his metal eating plate, which gave him a great misery, because that's the last thing he had, and he really was a Brahmana. That means he ate sufficient quantities of good sabjis and so on. It's a long story, I don't want to tell it now. At the end, he was advised, you don't know, you have come here to Vrindavan, but you have worshipped Krishna. And Krishna is just naughty, and he has stolen everything away from you. You better turn to the soft-hearted Radharani, who, by the way, is the real queen of Vrindavan. So he went to Vrishabhanu Kund and there begged for an audience of Srimati Radharani, and because it was because he begged Radha by taking the name of her father and taking a bath in Vrishabhanu Kund, therefore Radha was very much disposed to him and gave him a full darshan. You know, that's the reason why when we talk to Krishna, we call him Nanda Suno or Nanda Tanuya or Yashoda Nandan, because if Krishna is addressed through the names of his parents, then Krishna is more inclined, because he loves his parents, he is bound hand and foot to the love of his parents, and if his parents ask him something, he has to do it. So in much the same way, Krishna, no, Radharani, follows the wishes of Kirtida, to which she is bound. Now, Kirtida's love is to Radha is very nicely described. There is a nurse which helped to bring up Radharani, and this nurse has two daughters. And when Radharani lived in Yavat, in the house of Jatila, then every day Kirtida would send these two girls, the daughters of the nurse, this is not the nurse of Radha, this is Kirtida's own nurse, it must have been a very old elderly lady, and she sent the two girls to find out about Radha's well-being. Now this brings us to a very, very important point. The nature of love is that you always have an apprehension. Do you know the English word apprehension? It means eine Vorahnung. It finds the right Russian word, apprehension. It's you will soon understand what this is. Apprehension is when you apprehend something, you fear that this might happen. For instance, if I go on, let us say Ananda Chaitanya goes with his new discovery, an electric motorcycle, he will go most probably to Chandra Sarova to check something out, and if I have affection, I would think, oh no, something will happen. Most probably that the electricity in this electric motorcycle will just run out, because it's an Indian motorcycle and it has to run out at the wrong time, otherwise it wouldn't be Indian, you know. Or an apprehension is someone goes on Govardhan Parikrama and you think, oh, the last stretch, the feet will develop blisters of that person. Apprehension means it's a fear that something might happen, isn't it? Something bad, a mishappening might happen. So that's the nature of love. If you love someone, somehow you fear that something bad will happen to the person. That's somehow the nature of love. You feel, oh no, something will travel, be a Krishna Maharaj will travel to America. What if the road to America is not good, you know? It's actually not a road, you know, the airplane doesn't work well. You know, so Kirtita, daily, not once in a month or once in a week, daily sends the two daughters of her own nurse, you know, very close people. The nurse is very close to yourself, and the daughters are very close. She sends them to Yavad. Is everything all right? Only when the nurse's daughters come back and say Radha is well, will Kirtita take her bath and eat. Yeah. Otherwise, she cannot take her bath and eat. You know, she needs this information. There is one Shastra who says the apprehension of mishappenings always reside in a friend's heart. And only when you see that friend whom you love returned safely, go like, oh, I'm so happy that you returned safely. In India there is even a thing, you know, that when someone returns home, an aratik is waved to that person to remove all auspiciousness. And even in Georgia, there is a custom. You know, we visited one very nice Georgian family, and then we drove with a car. It was Shuddha's parents. We drove with the car from Shuddha's parents to the Russian festival. And Shuddha told us, now look what my father will do. So we looked, and you know, it was amazing. Our car was rolling, and the father came with a pitcher of water and just threw it behind the car. And I was thinking maybe he wanted to joke. And then Shuddha said, no, if he doesn't do it, there will be inauspiciousness on your journey. You must throw water behind you, and that water will wash away all possible mishappenings. You know this, Nikonja and Vipaket. Is it only done in Georgia, or is it also done in Moscow? Moscow, no.
We also find it first time in
There you found out first time. I think it's very nice, you know. This shows some heart, you know. Maybe we should adopt this, you know. Why not? It's something we should be a little bit more connected with affection. So affection causes the apprehension of inauspiciousness. And now when you are worshipping deities and trying to worship deities, you must do that with some friendliness, with some love in your heart, that, oh, if Krishna doesn't eat, he will be hungry. It's such a dry climate, and you know, and if he doesn't drink, my God, he must drink, you know, otherwise how will his digestion work, you know? You have to learn to this in relationship with your deities. If you do with your deities what many negligent Rasika Bhaktas do, they think he's the deities in his own leela, he doesn't need us, as an excuse to their laziness, you know. He can take care, he's anyways transcendental. You will never learn to love Krishna. You have to care for your deities. Caring for your Govardhan Shila is very, very important. If you don't do this, like the Goswamis of Vrindavan have taught us, if you don't offer them sweets, they were renunciants. They didn't want to have sweets, but they offered sweets to the deity because they know he's a little, but he's a boy. He needs sweets. How will he do without sweets? You know, you don't do this, and just as an excuse of your own laziness and strange spiritual understandings, you know, don't offer nicely. Then it's not friendship, it's just laziness and ignoring Krishna. Brijbasis are very heavy on this. When they see that deities are not properly worshipped, oh, I have seen, my God, Brijbasis can be so heavy with you. Because I sometimes am not so good. I'm a little bit like this. Some cloudy understanding, that they have to be very careful. And so you have to learn this apprehension. If I don't take care of my deities, then something will inauspicious will happen. That we need to practice in relationship to the deities. So Mother Kirtida has always this apprehension. One day Kirtida couldn't find Radharani and she turned mad. Radharani at that time had come from Yavat to Vashana. I don't know if you know, she lives in Yavat because she is married to her so-called husband Abhimanyu, the son of Jatila. But Radharani comes a few times in the year to Vashana and stays. Now, I must confess to you, I know for sure that she comes and stays the whole month of Kartik in Vashana. That I have read from authorized sources. And I think she stays also in Vashana some other time. If someone of you knows, please tell me. If you don't know, she stays also, she comes and goes, you know, from Vashana. She comes usually, she's guarded with Sridham Sakha, who's her brother, you know, when she rides, and so on. So, good. So, Shravan means that is before Bala Kriyan's day, on holy time also, and her birthday, her destiny. So she is a few times there, and she comes and goes because she's, you know, Kirtita loves her so much. Imagine, how can she leave her mother and father alone? And also, she feels like imprisoned and shut in Jatila. She cannot move. So when she comes to Vashana, then there will be an information sent to Nandagram, and then Krishna comes. And they meet in the caves of these mountains, you know, the four mountains. And now, once Krishna, Radha and Krishna had met very freely and blissfully in one of the caves, but Kirtida, who, you know, was visited by Radhika, didn't know where is Radhika. Radhika hadn't told her mother anything. So she first sent these daughters of the nurses, and then when they couldn't find Radha, she said she must be somewhere in Vasana. She herself, Kirtida herself, the queen herself, started to look all over. And she found the cave where Radha and Krishna were. As she entered the cave became totally dark inside because the entrance was blocked by her. And Krishna took that opportunity. First, when Kirtida looked from outside into the dark cave, she couldn't recognize anything because it was so dark and inside and so bright outside. And when she entered the cave to look for Radha, she blocked all light and it was very dark. And this time Krishna took advantage of this darkness and transformed into a peacock. So when her eyes had finally grown accustomed to the darkness in the cave, Radha had dressed herself already for the pleasure of her mother, and there was this peacock. And Kirtida said, "My darling daughter, you are here alone in the cave? Are you not afraid of snakes?" And Radharani looked at Krishna, the peacock, and he said, "No, I don't have to be afraid because I'm with this peacock, and this peacock protects me from all danger." Peacocks are the natural enemies of snakes, you know. So I'm not afraid with this peacock. Oh, then Kirtida worshipped the peacock, best of peacocks. "May you always stay with my daughter and protect her." Hare Krishna. But she's always so worried, you know, because that's the sign of love. It's not when you love someone, you don't feel, wie sagt man, gleichgültig, indifferent, you know. I don't care, or worse, I hope something bad happens, you know, then the person has to go to the hospital and I'm free from the disturbing association of that person. Now, if you love, you're very much caring, and Kirtida is that example, and this wonderful pastime which we have just heard is showing that. So it is said when the closer you are to Radha and Krishna, the more turbulent, the more bigger your love comes. The further you are away from Radha and Krishna, then your love is very insignificant and very small. But the closer you come, the more it is moving and agitated. And because Radha and Kirtita is so close, I mean, she's the mother of Radha, she is totally full of love and a very, very loving mother, you know, very loving mother. It said, when a river comes close to the ocean, it becomes more turbulent. And I had an opportunity to see that in Australia. We were going with a boat from a river and into the ocean. When the river was just before going into the ocean, my God, was it wild? Was it waves as high as up to it? The sea fan, you know, we go with our little boat. We went to watch a whale, but the waves were so high that we only looked in front to see the next wave when it was coming. And later, when we were returning to the safe waters, the ranger, the person from the lightning house, phoned us and said, "Did you see that beautiful wall just behind you?" We said, "No, we only had eyes for the waves in front of us, you know." So when the river gets close to the ocean, that's my point here. When you're close to Krishna, there's more love. That you feel also when you're chanting, when you're more conscious about the holy name, you feel the holy name more, then you are very much moved. When you are not feeling the holy name, then you are very placid. Placid is ausgeglichen. But the nature of Krishna consciousness is when you come closer to Krishna, then it moves you. And our Mother Kirtita is the best example for this. At the end of Kartik, and this will be our last Leela for this evening, at the end of Kartik, Mother Kirtida and Vrishabhanu have to say goodbye to Radha. And Radha has to go to Jatila. And what is the village called again? Javat. Javat, do I say it right? Javat, yes. So they give Radha some zaris to make parting easier. And they give her a sweet. This sweet is made from nuts, dry fruits, and milk. It's called the Geva sweets. Geva sweets. They give them many boxes. And Radha then goes one last time through the forest of Vashana and comes to the Krishna Kund. Formerly it was called the Radha Kund, Radha Sarovar it was called in old times. Now it's called Krishna Kund for some reason. So she comes there to the Radha Sarovar, and she knows she has to now travel to through the plain land to Yavan, and she doesn't really want it. She so much desires to see Krishna one more time. And as she is tearfully saying goodbye to Vashana, tearfully saying goodbye to the chance to meet Krishna, so uninhibited and so freely, and heads towards Yavat. Just before she leaves the forest, Krishna steps out of the forest. Says, "Oh, I know that you, where you are going. but let us spend some time together in dancing. And by the way, do you happen to have these very good sweets, these Geva sweets? Radha says, many boxes, but you know, I have to bring them home to Jatila. Jatila will count each box. So that in the when she washes, you know, when she gets water from the well, she can say to the other ladies of Yavat, my daughter-in-law came home. She is the princess of Vashana, and she brought so many boxes of Geva sweets. How many boxes did your daughter get? You know, daughter-in-law get? You must know during Kartik, all the daughters go home to their parents. And then Yatila will brag, oh, my daughter got the most. My stepdaughter, daughter-in-law got the most, and you didn't get so many because my daughter's better. You know, she will. So if I don't bring enough sweets, there will be trouble. Krishna says, who cares for this Yatila? Let us enjoy the sweets. And then they eat the sweets and dance. And in the end, Krishna has eaten so much sweets that almost all the boxes are gone. Jatila stops already, Radha, on the road. Says, how many boxes of sweets did you bring? Radha says, this is all what I brought. Oh no, you must have gotten much more sweets, says Yatila. After all, your father is the king. But on the way back, I'm sure Krishna stopped you and took all the sweets and ate them. Am I correct? Then Radha turns her head down and says, again, this torture starts. From morning to evening, this torture. So Yatila takes the sweets. And little box, two boxes only, one and a half box, and puts it in the go down, closes the door. Then Abhimanyu comes, mother, how many boxes of sweets did my wife bring? Only one and a half box. It's a very precious sweets. Abhimanyu says, I can't believe it. She's the daughter of the king. She's a princess. And she opens the godown. I mean, it's all behind a door. And as he opens the door, by Krishna's arrangement, a whole avalanche, it's like a Lavinsky, comes down on him and just so totally drowns him in an ocean of Geva sweets. If possible, we should see if we can get proper Geva sweets at the end of Kartik. That would be very, very advantageous for our remembering this pastime. So with this lila, we learn if we give to Krishna, we will not be poor. Much more will come back than we ever give. Narada has given to Krishna everything, and therefore Krishna has given everything to her, everything and more. So, these are all Mother Kirti Das pastimes with Radharani. There is a very nice, affectionate relationship, and devotees worship Kirtida. There is a temple of Rishabhanu and Kirtida in Vashana, and I remember last time I visited that temple and chanted many rounds in the temple. A very nice temple. It's a very nice temple actually. There's one temple right on the road. That's a little bit busy because the road is there. But then there's another. You can just go inside. as far as I remember, then the world stops to be the world and a new world opens for you. Mother Kirtida ki jai, Srimati Radha Rani ki jai, Srivashana Dham ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari 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 Bol.